Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is, of course, Tech Tuesday with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings here in WTIC. Don Cussin from Cussin Automotive still with us, the broadcasting sponsor for today's holiday store, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah,
awesome. You want to talk a little turkey? Not turkey, but like business?
Sure.
Maybe we don't have to get through everything. We can chit-chat on some other stuff. Yeah. The thing that popped out at me the most was the Apple charger story.
Yeah.
Because we don't buy Apple
right.
cords ever.
Be careful.
I go down to the Quickie Mart and get a $5 charging cord that lasts 2 weeks. What's the problem? Why is it a problem?
Well, basically, the bad guys are actually going to manufacture ways to capture your keystrokes. And
how do they do that?
So they build a little computer inside of the charger. So be careful. These too-good-to-be-true deals here with Apple products that are non-Apple products literally
I
could
hate
be,
buying from Apple.
I don't blame. That's why I'm not an Apple fan. They're great technology, but I'm not spending the money on that. That's just me.
Are you Apple all the way through?
No.
What's your phone?
Come on.
You have your Nokia
Android.
Flip phone?
No. Yeah, right, exactly.
Don's got the burner phone.
Right.
He just got offset at the Departed.
The guys at the shop keep bugging me, Don, really need a new phone?
No. Android's the way to go.
Is right. it really?
See?
Yeah. It's cheaper. It's less
it
expensive.
Is.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm a Google Pixel guy, so Google, they know everything about me, but
But then when you message works. People inside the Apple universe, like there's certain things you can't see, like pictures and stuff?
There's issues between Google and Apple. Again, that's done by design, thanks to Apple trying to force everybody into
yeah.
the ecosphere. But now, thanks to the issue that with Salt Typhoon and the Chinese hacking all our text messaging, the FBI wants us to all go to Signal, right? Stop using these individual messaging apps and go to Signal, which is a secure, encrypted messaging tool that you can send and receive messages back and forth between each other safely. And it has nothing to do with the color of your silly text anymore, whether it's green or blue, whatever the Apple people say.
Yeah.
It's just nutty. And now you can have encrypted text. Unless you don't care about, like, my kids. I tell my kids about this issue. Like, oh, Dad, I don't care who reads my text. I don't care if Chinese care. Whatever. Yeah, you're going to get hacked.
What do the Chinese want to know about my texting?
Well, again, they're going to get as much information about you to spearfish you, to figure out if you're – maybe you're doing some big Bitcoin deal and you're texting your buddy about it. And they went, Brian's a ding-dong buying Bitcoin. Let's see if I can sell him some of this Chinese Bitcoin over here called Superbit.
I offloaded half of my Doge. I did.
The wrong time.
Because my wife didn't even know that I dabbled, and she's like, "Well, why didn't? Because it doubled, right?"
Yeah. And actually, smart.
And she's like, "Well, why don't you take off your original investment and let the rest ride?" And I was like, "That makes too much sense."
That's how we have our
and then
lives.
In front of her, I was like, "No." And then, like, of course, like it's 4 hours later, I do it just because I know she's probably right. You know the drill, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the drill.
No one know.
Pick FCC or Verizon. Pick
well, again, Verizon's ending their messaging again. This is also good timing. So as of yesterday, if you used the Verizon messaging app, you had no way to text people. So you had to use either the Android, built-in Android, or the built-in
So if
Apple.
You have Verizon, were you using by default their messaging app?
Or lots of people were. They were using that messaging app, and it's gone. So you'd have to move over to the Android one or the Apple one, whichever one you want to choose. Or, again, the FBI would like you to use Signal, which is an encrypted point-to-point.
Does the FBI, are they like an angel investor in Signal?
They're out there trying to help us, right? They're trying to
Who
keep us
runs
safe.
And owns Signal? Do you know?
That I don't know off the top of my head. There have been some competing technologies out there. Signal's not as secure, and, of course, the authorities can get information from these companies, so you always have that type of
Meta owns WhatsApp now, right? Is
that
still
that's another good one?
Is that still considered the most secure way to communicate?
I would never say the most in any case. That is a secure way as well. So WhatsApp is an option against...
So Meta hasn't ruined that yet?
Not yet. Not yet. So you can use either one. So I would tell you, if you're running Verizon, go ahead and choose either Signal or WhatsApp rather than the Android or Apple built-in messaging.
He's Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, and, of course, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings here at WTIC. Don Cussin, of course, Cussin Automotive, the broadcast sponsor of the holiday store today. So when you want to redesign your website, how do you find out who to hire to do that?
Ooh, good question, right? So... I went to people that know me, know my industry. That was the direction that I went.
So there's a type of website designer that specializes in the auto.
Correct. That's absolutely. Smart. Yeah.
And you guys were talking about Gen Z or millennials? Gen Z.
Yes.
I basically use the web to find phone numbers and services, and I don't engage any more than that.
Right.
And so part of me is like, why are websites even relevant in 2024?
Right.
And you're telling me they are. Why?
Yeah, it's the information that people are looking for. What does this guy actually do? All right. What do they actually repair or perform? And it could be anything, whether it's a restaurant even, right?
But you say the Gen Zers don't want to talk to people.
They don't. So they want to use the website to make all their decisions prior. So they'll do all the research. They'll even want to purchase if they can. They want to execute if they can on the website. Whereas as a Gen Xer, you're going to be like, what's the phone number? I'll call them up.
Right? So we have a whole generation of people who are socially awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
They are disconnected.
Yeah. So we even get people that schedule online. They schedule. They drop the vehicle off. Yes, I'm going to be in. We never see them. It gets dropped off the night before. Keys are thrown through the door. We communicate at some point. Hey, is it texting or vocally? How are we going to communicate? Text. Okay, good. We're going
to
text.
But it's not just out of convenience. It's about they just don't want to talk to people.
It's convenience,
it is
they don't want to talk to people. They want to work with everything electronically, and that's put the good website out so they can do that is what you need to do these days.
It's kind of disturbing, actually.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
Oh, man. And Janine Lee, who's got she's got one daughter out of school and a son in school, and she's just saying yes. She's just nodding her head yes. I mean, there are some things I don't want to talk to people. I mean, a lot of things I don't want to talk to people. But I think when it comes to, like, getting stuff done that you're paying money for, like, I want to get a sense of these people. And
yeah, you're actually going to want to feel and meet Don and say, oh, okay, this guy's going to do a
good
job.
He's an honest operator.
Right. But the Gen Z doesn't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're just a, you know... You're a meat puppet. Go ahead and fix my car. They don't care.
Yep.
And that's where they are.
30 seconds. The Microsoft story didn't really interest me, but the FCC and telecoms companies, does that mean the telecom companies aren't secure enough?
Of course they're not, right? I mean, when you use 2FA and get your two-factor authentication coming back from the cell company, these companies are constantly being hacked. There's constant issues going on with people having their SIMs jacked so they can actually do Bitcoin thievery. So the FCC is going to...
when my SIM gets jacked.
Yeah, I know, man. Don't want your SIM to get jacked. The FCC is going to go after these folks and actually say, look, you need to secure your stuff. It's a little too late. It's almost silly to even consider tel companies as secure. Again, you have to just avoid using their services and simply use them as just the dumb carrier that they are. They're just going to send and receive data. Do not use them for anything else. Two-factor authentication, don't use them if you can avoid it. Always use a third party.
Eric Semmel. Tab Computers. Jack. It's great to see you. Thanks for Was it easy to get here?
Yeah, we worked right down the street.
All right. Tab Computers and Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays, 9 to 11 on WTIC. Karen and Bob, they might not be long for this world, so maybe this Saturday, if you're worried about that, maybe tune in Saturday. It could be one of the last. Don Cussin, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
It means a lot to us, and
good
I think you'll still
Dan.
Be able to make
good
it to get your teeth drilled.